The king took a swallow of wine and glowered at Ned across the council table. "So you would counsel me to do nothing until the dragon spawn has landed his army on my shores, is that it?" "This dragon spawn is in his mother's belly," Ned said. "Even Aegon did no conquering until after he was weaned." "Gods, you are stubborn as an oryx, Stark." The king looked around the council table. "Have the rest of you mislaid your tongues? Will no one talk sense to this frozen-faced fool?" Varys gave the king an unctuous smile and laid a soft hand on Ned's sleeve. "I understand your qualms, Lord Eddard, truly I do. It gave me no joy to bring this grievous news to council. It is a terrible thing we contemplate, a vile thing. Yet we who presume to rule must do vile things for the good of the realm, however much it pains us." Lord Renly shrugged. "The matter seems simple enough to me. Mortimer had Viserys and his sister killed years ago, but his grace, my brother, made the mistake of listening to John Arryn." "Mercy is never a mistake, Lord Renly," Ned replied. "On the Trident, Sir Barristan here cut down a dozen good men, Robert's friends and mine. When they brought him to us, grievously wounded and near death, Roose Bolton urged us to cut his throat, but your brother said, 'I will not kill a man for loyalty, nor for fighting well,' and he sent his own maester to tend Sir Barristan's wounds." He gave the king a long, cool look. "Would that man were here today,"